Hello, Perspectives listeners. What kind of impact do the voices you hear on this show have on your life? Listening to personal stories like these is a free service, but you can help us keep it free for everyone by texting KQED to 90999 now on your mobile phone to donate $5. Message and data rates may apply. Terms at mgive.org/t.
Asian Americans have long struggled for representation in pop culture, but lately it seems like there's a renaissance going on. There's the two kids on Glee, Ken Jeong and Aziz Ansari on TV and movies, and every other taco truck has an Asian theme. But we haven't always been this cool and connected, most of all in pop music. Asian Americans have played bit parts in pop music. We have our share of cult figures, but pop crossover success has been elusive. There is a question in Asian American studies classes: who is the Asian Jesse Jackson? Well, who is the Asian Michael Jackson? The closest we had to a pop superstar in the past decade was Apple the App from Black Eyed Peas or Chad Hugo from NERD. Once at an NERD show, I saw a large sign that said, "Hey Chad, I'm Filipino too." If that's not a cry for recognition, what is? Enter the Far East Movement. If you have teenagers, you may already know the song Like a G6. It's an electro-hip-hop tune with a sick bass line. The G6 in question refers to a private jet, a metaphor for heights of ecstasy. On the surface, Like a G6 is a disposable pop tune, what with its descriptions of popping bottles and VIP and sober girls acting drunk, but for Asian Americans, it's an unexpected watershed moment. The Far East Movement is a quartet of Asian Americans from LA's Koreatown. Last month, Like a G6 hit the iTunes and Billboard number one spot. As a 44-year-old Japanese American, I'm loving this moment. It's enough to make the activist in me shed tears of joy. Here are four Asian Americans from K-Town, young men linked to the community, who have played Asian heritage festivals totally taking over. Even the name Far East Movement sounds like it could have been the name of some radical Asian power zine back in the day. The song is still in the top 10, and YouTube clips of Like a G6 show crowds going ballistic, like they're celebrating a shared moment of triumph. I so want to be up in there, going nuts with them, but I'm 44. I can only rep the Far East Movement from the comfort of my ride. Not a G6, but a Honda, of course. With a perspective, this is Todd Inouye.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.